And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 11th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of the artist best known for a painting of his mother, James Abbott McNeil Whistler, born in Lowell, Massachusetts, 1834, who once said, "I do not choose to be born in Lowell." And indeed, when he was 21 years old, he left for Paris and never returned to the United States. He had gone to West Point, where he was something of a rebel. He wore his hair longer than was allowed, and the superintendent, Robert E. Lee, at the time, eventually kicked him out. James Whistler, who believed in art for art's sake, unlike most Victorians, did not believe that art or artists had a responsibility to convey a moral message. And the painting known as Whistler's Mother, entitled Arrangement in Gray and Black No. 1, is a painting of his mother because Whistler's model, who was scheduled to come, did not show up. It's the birthday of E.B. White, Elwin Brooks White, born in Mount Vernon, New York, 1899, a writer for the New Yorker magazine for nearly 60 years. In 1938, he and his wife, Catherine Angel, left New York City, moved to a farm on the coast of Maine, where he wrote essays, his columns for Harper's, collected in the book One Man's Meat. He wrote his famous essay, Death of a Pig, in which he wrote, "I discovered that once having given a pig an enema, there is no turning back, no chance of resuming one of life's more stereotyped roles. The pig's lot and mine were inextricably bound, as though the rubber tube were the silver cord." And a few years after that, he wrote his famous book, Charlotte's Web, about a pig who is saved by a little girl and a clever spider. In the summer of 1948, E.B. White, sitting in a hotel room at the Algonquin during a heat wave in the city, wrote his essay, Here is New York, in which he wrote, "On any person who desires such queer prizes, New York will bestow the gift of loneliness and the gift of privacy. No one should come to New York to live unless he is willing to be lhucky." And it's the birthday of Jhumpa Lahiri, born in London, 1967, settled in America in Rhode Island, where her father was a librarian. On weekends, the family would get together with other Bengali families to cook Bengali food and speak Bengali and reminisce. And her first book, The Interpreter of Maladies, was a collection of 9 stories about Bengalis living in suburban New England. The book came out as a trade paperback in 1999 and won the Pulitzer Prize. Here's a poem for today by Rosie King entitled Again. I'm on my knees among the crisp brown crunch, then stand in time to see 2 boys, slim teens in shorts, white t-shirts, faces glowing, talking quietly, bounce of a tennis ball fading as they pass, and I'm filled again with a crush of old sweetness at how giving a moment can be as it vanishes, the roughened gray branches of the pear, small knobby fingers flung out at every tip, fresh clutch of weeds at my chest. A poem by Rosie King, Again, from Time and Peonies, published by Hummingbird Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.